ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
मृपणांगनाथां त्यक्तुं विचक्षो पितरं तव शोकतप्तं अंज स्तरेमो भवता प्रज दुस्तरं जत् द्वान्तं न जाय अकुरणे अकरुणेन जमेन दुरं माय डियर सन आई एम हेल्पलेस एंड वेरी मच ग्रीव यू शुड नॉट गिव अप माय कंपनी जस्ट लुक एट योर लेमेंटिंग फादर वी आर हेल्पलेस बिकॉज Without a son, we shall have to suffer the distress of going to the darkest, hellish regions. You are the only hope by which we can get out of these dark regions. Therefore, I request you not to go any further with the merciless Yama. So, giving purport. In this verse, Prabhupada says, according to the Vedic injunctions, one must accept a wife just to beget a son who can deliver one from the clutches of Jamaraj. Unless one has a son to offer blessings to pitas or forefathers, one must suffer in Jamaraj's kingdom. King Chitragit was very much aggrieved, thinking that because his son was going away, Jamaraj himself would again suffer. The subtle laws exist for the karmis. If one becomes a devotee, he has no more obligations to the laws of karma. For karmis, there are many Vedic rules, regulations. They have to perform, that follow, accept a wife, and what is regulation, Vedic injunction there, have to deal with the wife. That we are discussing. So many rules, regulations are there. If somebody will violate that Vedic injunctions, Vedic rules, regulations, he will commit offense, he will commit some mistake or blunder, violation of Vedic rules and regulations, or offense, thereby he has to suffer. We are also quoting this verse from 11th canto, evam vivaya prajaya narati ma visuddham na vidusvadharma. This is for a human being who is very, very elevated consciousness, his consciousness is very, very elevated. For him that is to understand, only he has to accept a wife to procreate a qualified son, a Vaishnava putra. He should not accept a wife for sexual enjoyment. Who becomes a Vaishnava, who becomes a devotee, first-class devotee, who completely surrenders unto the lotus feet of Krishna, for him. In other words, you may say, one who develops only attachment, very strong attachment, and only attachment towards the lotus feet of Krishna, automatically all his material attachments, attachments to his material objects of enjoyment, attachments to his material body, attachments to the bodily relations, wife, son, daughter, etc., this material attachments, automatically, per se, is destroyed. No more attachment. He develops detachment towards it. That is the process. Prabhupada, in the last line of his purport, says, he has hinted that point, if one becomes a devotee, he has no more obligations to laws of karma. He has hinted that point. Is that verse is also there in Srimad Bhagavatam. Devasi bhutapto nunam pitunam ba na kinkuru nayam runicha rajan sarvatpane jo saranam saranyam gatam kundam parihurtakartam. As soon as a human being takes birth in this material world, he becomes indebted to deva, rusi, pitru, bhuta, apto, nunam, pitunam. Do you understand? Indebted to demigods, to to Rusis, Muni Rusis, to other living entities, to his family men, then to the humans, other human beings, human society, Pitruna, to Pitru Purus, poor father, Pitas, he becomes indebted. He has something to, he becomes obliged to do something, he has some duty to do for them. It is there, a sastric injunction. Therefore, so many rules, regulations are there in also Vedas for him. Sarvatmane jo saranyam saranyam gatam kundam parivurtakartam. But one who becomes completely surrendered unto the lotus feet of Mukunda, lotus feet of Krishna, all his obligations finished, all his duties finished, all his work finished, nothing left out. He is not indebted to Deva, Rusi, Pitru. He is not indebted to demigods, munis, rusis, forefathers, other living entities, other human society, kith and kin. He is not indebted to them. He has no duty for them. He has no obligation for them. Everything finished, he said. For them, such persons, for them this varnasram dharma is prescribed. They understand varna and ashram dharma is there. They should do that varnasram dharma. They cannot neglect it. That is Vedic injunction. That's also Supreme Lord's order. Chaturi Varnyam Maya Srishta Guna Karma Vibhagasa, isn't it? Supreme Lord Krishna says, I have created this thing, Varnasram Dharma. He has set up this Varnasram Dharma. It's Lord's order. Therefore, one cannot avoid it. But who can avoid it? That's another question. Varnasram Dharma is meant for conditioned souls. Those who are under classes of Maya, under three modes of metal and nature. For them it is prescribed. They should do. They cannot avoid it. If they avoid it, then they violate. They violate Lord's order. They violate Vedic injunctions, Vedic rules and regulations. They should suffer. They should suffer. This, what is said, this is, certain laws exist for karmis. They are karmis. Laws exist for them. They violate, they should suffer. They will go to hell. I say, here it is said, so one should accept a wife and produce a son. And a son should give oblations, pinda. Thereby, his forefathers will get it. So a person will be free from the debt and incurred to the forefathers. Devaruna, Pitruruna, Rusiruna. One should go to Guru Ashram and read Vedas, acquire Vedic knowledge, and perform Vedic sacrifices, Deva Jagyam, sacrifices for the Jagya performance for the Devatas, different demigods, they get shares, thereby you will be free from the debt incurred to Devatas. You understand? And when he goes to Guru's ashram and it's Vedas, thereby he becomes free from the debt incurred to Muni, Rusi Runa. Understand? Goes to Guru ashram and reads Veda, acquires Vedic knowledge. Thereby he becomes free from the debt incurred to the Rusis, Muni Rusis, Rusi Runa. Then accept a wife, then he will marry, accept a wife, beget a son who will offer oblation pinda to Pitas, forefathers, forefathers said here. Then he will free from the debts incurred to forefathers. In this Vedic, directions are there, rules and regulations are there. That is known as nitya naimittika karma. Do you understand? Vedic activities, daily activities. Daily activities there, one should do sandhya, one should do tarpana, one should do puja, the puja, pitapurus puja, offer this, offer that. So many Vedic rules, regulations are there. Bhatmane jo saranyam saranyam gatam kundam parihurta kartam. But who becomes completely surrendered unto lotus feet of Mukunda, lotus feet of Krishna, in other words, one develops Krishna priti, prema, develops only attachment, very strong attachment to the lotus feet of Krishna. No more attachment to the material world, material body, material objects of enjoyment. Otherwise, no more material attachment. For him, all these rules and regulations are not applicable. Thus, free from all sorts of debts, all sorts of debts. No debts, no obligations, no duty, no work for him. Everything finished. Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma krita hoy. Chaitanya Charitamrita says, if you develop Krishna bhakti, that means pure bhakti, another devotion, ekantik bhakti, then all your work, all your duties, all your obligations, finished, nothing left out. But one who has not done so, not completely surrender, he has to do, he has to follow. All these basic rules and regulations, nitya naimitya karma, it means it is prescribed for him. If he doesn't follow, then he will be subject to the laws of karma. He should go to hell and suffer. Subtle laws of karma is there. Yes. So, as long as therefore verse is there, 11th canto, Supreme Lord says, tāvat karmāni kurvita na nirvideta jāvata matkathā sravana dhubasuddha javan na jāyate. As long as one has not developed detachment towards this material objects of enjoyment or material world, do you understand? As long as one who has not developed Shraddha, faith, complete faith, unfinished faith, unto me, unto my katha, he should do this nitya naimitika karma, follow the all Vedic rules, regulations, he should do. This karma he should do. He follow the principles of varnasrama dharma. Yes, rules and regulations prescribed for varna and ashramas. He should do. Yes. He cannot violate it. At last, most concluding instruction, most confidential instruction Krishna gave. Sarva dharman paritejya mami kaunsanam bhaja. Antam sarpapibhya mukhisyami maasucha. That is most concluding instruction. Most confident answer. Last thing he says, abandoning all varieties of dharma, all varieties, including this varnasrama dharma, Veda dharma, Vedic rules, regulation. Yes. Every dharma, kicking, completely surrender unto me. If somebody will think, if I give up dharma, then I will commit adharma, path. Then Krishna gives you assurance, Masucha, don't fear. If you think that you will commit some pap thereby, so I assure you, I will destroy all sinful reactions. Don't fear. Fearlessly you surrender to me. This last thing he said. Completely surrender, one has abandoned all varieties of dharma. Completely surrender unto lotus feet of Krishna. So these subtle laws of karma cannot work on him. Cannot work. Cannot bind him. There is no karma bandhana for him. No bondage of karma. So as long as one has not developed complete faith, strong, unflinching faith in the words of Shastra, Sadhu Shastra, words of Krishna, words of Sadhu Shastra, he has not gotten bhakti adhikar. He has no adhikar. He has only karma adhika, karma adhika. He has to do karma. Therefore, this varnasrama dharma is prescribed for him. Oh, Krishna says, abandon all dharmas, kick up all dharmas, just surrender unto me. Develops complete faith, unflinching faith. That I was quoting from 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Ananya chintanamang jhejana prajupasthi. Tesam nityabhijuktana yogakhema bahamya. Krishna said, one exclusively thinks of me, only thinks of me. He never thinks of anything else but me. He is constantly attached to me with love and affection. Do you understand? Tesam nityabhijuktana constantly attached. He has no pinch of attachment to this material body, material world, material relation, not in the material mind. I take up the responsibility of maintaining what he has gotten. I take up the responsibility of caring to him what he lacks. So one develops complete faith in these words of Krishna. He is free from this karma. He never does any other karma. Yes, I have this duty. I am family, to maintain family. My family duty is there. Do this. I'll go, earn money. Maintain them, take care of them. Do this, do that. Yes. To a person who has done this thing, he never does that thing. So I am saying that thing, a story of Gita Panda. You are not doing, only reading Gita, only think is this thing. And sometimes goes out and beg alms, only the beggar, by providence or whatever he gets. He says, oh, Krishna has given this thing, all right. Tells his wife, all right. Krishna has given this thing, all right. Feed your children, whatever. Be content, satisfied. Jadruchalava santusto dundvatita vimaschara. Krishna says, Jadruchalava. He becomes content, satisfied. Whatever available by providential arrangement, yes. He never feels dissatisfied. Nothing is available, what to do? No, Krishna is all right. Krishna didn't give it. Krishna has not given anything, all right. Krishna wants we should drink this glass of water and take one tulsi leaf. Yes, content. So, again, first canto, fifth chapter, 17 verse, Srimad Bhagavatam. Tektva sudharmam saranam budham harer bhajana pakvatha pati tattva jadi tatra kova bhadramubho mabhud amusya kim kovartha apto avajatam sodharmatha. That verse is the translation.
One who has forsaken his material occupation,
yes,
to engage in the devotional service of the Lord, may sometimes fall down while in an immature stage.
Immature stage. It is not mature. He is, vairagya. Renunciation is not mature. Immature stage. Yes. Immature stage. Yes.
Yet there is no danger of his being unsuccessful. On the other hand, a non-devotee, though fully engaged in occupational duties, does not gain anything.
One may be following very strictly the Swadharma, Varnasram Dharma, but not developed Hari Bhakti. This verse says, what gain is there? What gain? Nothing. He gains nothing. Bhagavata 6th canto, that is causing this 14th chapter, it will come in 17th chapter. See the statement, Narayana Parasarbe, Nankutaschana Vibhyati, Surga Pavarga Narakeswapi Tulyarthadarsina. Those who are completely surrendered unto lotus feet of Narayana, only engaged in loving service of Narayana, they are not afraid of any situation. They are fearless. For them, Swarga, heaven, Narka, hell is planet, Mukti, Mukhya, or elevated to Brahman platform, or equal. How will it be? Surga and Narka equal, heaven and hell equal. For him equal, because he is completely surrendered unto lotus feet Narayana, is Narayana para. His only things of Narayana only. No other thought he has. Wherever he may be, he is only engaged in the loving service to Narayana. The Narayana is present with him. Apparently, it may be Surga, heaven or hell or Brahman is apparent. But actually for him is not Surga, nor hell, nor Brahman platform, it is Vaikuntha, because Narayana is present. Therefore it is equal. He sees equal. So one point is given there, hinted there in that verse we quoted on first canto. Immature stage, isn't it? Was developed. Somebody has developed vairagya, detachment towards this material world or material objects, material relations, and develops some attachment towards lotus feet of Krishna. But his vairagya, detachment is not mature. he may fall down. But whose determination is mature, then no question of fall down. Huh? Understand? You see, in Chaitanya Leela I will find this Raghunadas Goswami. Huh? Raghunadas Goswami is son of a very wealthy person. You understand? His father is a very wealthy person, like king, you see. Very, very wealthy. So much material opulence he had. But from very young age, he developed detachment, vairagya. Do you understand? Towards this material world, material relationships, material objects of sense enjoyment, he develops vairagya. Huh? Therefore, he was very often running away from home. Yes. And his father catching him and dragging him. In this way, going on. And then when Mahaprabhu, after taking off sannyas and came to Santipur, Advaita Acharya's bhavan, at that time Raghunath Das went there and fell flat at the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu and requested him, Mahaprabhu, I'll go with you, please take me with you. Mahaprabhu knows everything. Mahaprabhu knew that he had developed detachment, vairagya, for this material world. Eh? But his vairagya is not mature. Do you understand? In a mature state. Therefore, Mahaprabhu didn't allow him, yes, come with me. No. Rather said, no, go back to your parental house. Mahaprabhu said, Thiro hanya grihe jao. Nau baatu lo siro hanya liye jao. Nau baatu lo krami krami jiva pa bhava sindhu kulo. Krami krami jiva pa bhava sindhu kulo. Markat vairagya na karo, loko dekha niha. Markat vairagya na karo, loko dekha niha. Yatha yugyo visaya unyo, ona satta niha. Yatha yugyo visaya unyo, Nishthabhaye loko vyavaharo Antare Nishthabhaye loko vyavaharo Osirat Krishna tamai Hari Dev udharo Osirat Krishna tamai Hari Dev udharo. Mahaprabhu understood that he had developed some vairagya, but he is not mature. Immature stage, eh? So Mahaprabhu didn't allow him. Do you understand? Rather, Mahaprabhu says, Thiruhiyan Griheja Anuho Bhatul, go back to your parental house, don't become mad. What translation Prabhupada has given?
Be patient and return home.
Return home, yes.
Don't be a crazy fellow.
Don't be a crazy fellow, yes.
By and by, you will be able to cross the ocean of material existence.
Yes. He said like that, yes. Markata vairagya na karo loko dekhaya. Yatha yugyo visamujo na saktoya. Don't. What say? Markata vairagya, this monkey renunciation. Like monkey. Picture. Monkey jumps from one branch to another branch. After 1 minute, jumps to another branch. Then after another, next minute, jumps to another branch. That is Markata Vairagya. It's fickle. It's not fixed. Monkey renunciation. Don't. Develop, sir. Do this monkey renunciation just to show people, I am Vairagi, I am Vairagi, I am Vairagi. Loko dikhaya. Jo dhajugyo visabhunjo nasantaya. You have gotten, because of your Sukriti, you have gotten so much material opulence, so much material wealth there. You have gotten it. But you don't become so much attached to it. Develop the attachment towards it and accept whatever minimum requirement. Yes, required to keep this body and soul fit. Yes, what Prabhupada gives the translation.
You should make yourself a show bottle devotee.
Show bottle devotee. Monkey renunciate, like a monkey. Yeah.
And become a false renunciate.
Yes.
For the time being, enjoy the material world in a befitting way and do not become attached to it.
That means develop yukta vairagya. That's yukta vairagya. Anasaktasya visayam dhatharupa pujunjanta nirbanda krishna samandhe yukta vairagya uchyade. Rupa Goswami says, don't become attached to this material opulence. Anasaktasya dhatharupa pujunjanta. Accept minimum requirement. What is needed to keep this body and soul together. You understand? Nirbanda krishna samandhe. But establish krishna samandha. A relationship with Krishna, not material relationship or bodily relationship. That is yukta vairagya, yukta vairagya. He is surrounded with everything. He has wife, he has son, daughter, family members, material opulence, wealth, money, everything he has, but he is not attached. He is not attached. He is not attached. Only attachment is there, Krishna. Do you understand? And he accepts a little, minimum, what is the requirement to keep this body and soul together? He never attached. That is yukta vairagya. Yukta vairagya. Mahaprabhu says the same thing. Markata vairagya na karo loko dekhaya, jotha yukya visya bunja, anasakta vairagya. It's a vairagya, that is yukta vairagya and phalgu vairagya. Phalgu. Phalgu means cheating. Phalgu is a river. In India, Bihar, Pradesh, it looks dry, as if no water, always dry. Do you understand? But you remove just little sand, so much water inside, this is the chitti. That phalgu vairagya is like that, one has become vairagi, taken up sannyas, renunciate, renounced everything, but so many material desires inside. Yes, that is phalgu vairagya. Rupa Goswami has said that thing, this yukta vairagya and phalgu vairagya. Prapanchikataya buddhya harisamundhi vastuna mumukhyuva parityaga vairagya phalgu gatyade. That is vairagya. The soul vairagya says, oh, it is maya, it is maya, it is maya, it is maya, it is maya. So, I don't want it, it is maya, 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 maya. This house is maya, this wife is maya, son is maya, daughter is maya, and this is all material wealth is maya, maya, maya. Thus, renouncing everything, prapanchikata buddhya. But this all, everything belongs to Krishna. Everything is related to Krishna. But such a phalgu vairagi, cheating vairagi, renounce it, saying maya, 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 just renounces everything. Rupa Goswami says, but he never establishes Hari Samandha, Krishna Samandha, never utilizes everything in a service to Krishna, but renounces everything. Such vairagya is phalgu, chitti. He is not free from material attachment, he is not free from material desire. He has so much material desire, but just soft. I am vairagi, but so much material desire. That vairagya is cheating vairagya, phalgu vairagya, that is market vairagya, monkey renunciation. Antare nishtha bahe loko vyavahar ochira krishna tumaya koribe uddhar. Mahaprabhu said this thing to Raghunatha Goswami. Don't develop this phalgu vairagya or markat vairagya, monkey renunciation. Go back. Antare nishtha, inner heart, you develop very strong attachment to the lotus feet Krishna. Bahya lokavyavahar, but outwardly, you should deal with your wife, your father, your mother, your family members as they ought to be. Do you understand? and it is expected. You should do like that. It's only after dealing inside your heart should not be. You are only attached to Krishna, not attached to them. But don't show off this thing that I am completely detached. Don't show off. No, keep it inside. Do you understand? Achirat Krishna Tomaya Karibhupata. Without, very soon Krishna will deliver you from this deep, dark well of household life, Gruhandha Gupa. Understand? This is instruction for all Gruhasthas, do you understand? They should practice Jukta Vairagya, not Phalgu Vairagya. Should not be crazy. No, I'll give up everything, my wife, my kid, little kid, I'll become sannyasi. Don't be crazy like a mad batul noho. Don't be crazy. You have developed some vairagya detachment, but it is not mature. Wait. Still it is mature, Baba. Don't in a immature state. Don't jump like a madman, crazy man, and kick your family all this. That is not interesting. No. That is not interesting. As long as one of not developed pure love for Krishna, you understand? Prema, priti. As long as one has developed pure love for Krishna, he should not take up sannyas, no. Then he'll fall down and he'll be monkey, this Morkota Bhairagi, monkey renunciate like monkey, jumping from one branch to another. Now Bhairagi, just after some time jumping another branch, throwing danda, catching you, man. A monkey. So this is Mahaprabhu's instruction. This is also instruction. Also, Adhu Mahajana. Shastra says, though this is there, so therefore you cannot do this thing. For you, this rule, regulation, Vedic rules, regulation, there, nitya, naimitika, karma is there. Do it. Now do it. Gradually, develop detachment. Develop very strong attachment to Krishna. When become mature, then you are free. Any moment you can kick and go. Yes. Krishna Shakti. Only we have developed our Shakti attachment to the lotus feet of Krishna. No more this Jada Shakti attachment to this objects of material enjoyment or material world, material body, material relationship. Do you understand? That is the last instruction of Krishna. Krishna is the only object of love. Do you understand? So one should develop very strong attachment towards Krishna only. Let us with Krishna. One who develops up, fortunately, if he is fortunate. Fortunately one develops up very strong attachment to let us with Krishna. Immediately or automatically, all his material attachments are finished, destroyed. No more. Such a premi bhakta, who have developed Krishna prema, nobody can bind him to this world. Yes. And if he leaves his family, gets out, there is no, the subtle law of karma will not act on him. Yes. Therefore, say, subtle law exists for karmi, but he won't become devotee, means pure devotee, complete surrender. He has no more obligation to laws of karma. Otherwise, as long as you have not developed that, pure love for Krishna, very strong attachment to Lord Krishna, don't act like a crazy man. No. Don't jump like a monkey, Baba. Don't do it. Understands this thing, and develops very strong attachment to Krishna, becomes completely surrendered. But he should not act whimsically. No. He should not act whimsically, according to own prompting of his own mind, stupid mind. He should take instruction from Sadhu Guru, who knows everything. Do you understand? So, work up. Act under the guidance of Sadhguru. You understand? As Mahaprabhu told Raghunatha Sahasrara, no, go back to your parental house and do like this. And wait. Don't be a crazy fellow. Wait. till your this vairagya becomes mature. Krame krame payajibo bhavasindhu kala. Gradually, gradually. So this is the instruction of sadhana. Mahaprabhu told Raghunath Goswami, now I am going to Vrindavan. So I'll stay there some few months. When I finish my work there, when I again come back to Jagannath Puri Dham, Nilachal, at that time you come to me. Taking some plea, he said. Taking some plea you come. Mahaprabhu said. What plea you take? Mahaprabhu said, Sakale Krishna's Puraibe. At that time, Krishna will prompt you, what plea you will take and leave home, get out from it and come to me. He said like that. But please wait for that time. Don't be crazy. So he followed the instruction of Mahaprabhu, came back to parental house, and he behaved as if he is very much attached to his wife, his mother, his father. He is only outward. Then father, mother, all are very happy. Oh, my son, our son is completely changed. Yes, they become very happy. Yes. But always thinking in his heart, when that period, day will come, when Mahaprabhu return to Nirachar, when I get out from this deep dark well of home life, household, deep dark well, Grandha Kupa, when Krishna will give me opportunity, only thinking like that. So that story is there, you know. He waited, waited, then in the meantime, Nityananda Prabhu came to Panihati. He went there, beat him. Then Nityananda Prabhu ordered him, feed my devotees, Chida Dadhi, you are a wealthy person, feed. Then he served Nityananda Prabhu. Mahaprabhu also came to Nityananda Prabhu karma. All the story is there. Thereby he got first Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. Do you understand? Thereby he got Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. When one will get Nityananda Prabhu's mercy, then he can get Gauranga's mercy. Otherwise not. Nitairo koruna hobe. Yes, sir. Kobe nitai chander koruna hoibe viso vasana moro kobe tu chobe. Naptam das thakusi. When nitai chand will suffer his mercy, my material attachment will be completely finished. I have very strong attachment to this material body, material relation, material wealth, name, fame, prestige. So, very strong attachment. Very strong glue, isn't it? Very strong. They are not separated. But, kove nitai chan nere koruna haibe, viso vasana mara kove tuchu. When nitai chan will sour his mercy, well, nitai chan will kick me, very one kicking, finish everything, this side, that side, finished. As long as you have not gotten the mercy of Nidaitan, the strong material attachment will not be finished, Baba. Don't. Jump like a monkey. Premji, don't jump like a monkey, Baba. So after that, when I got Nidaitan's mercy, then got mercy of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, then came back to his house. And one night, dead of night, he was sleeping in Durga Mandap outside. And his family priest, Jadunandana Acharya, appeared. Then that plea, Mahaprabhu, that Krishna, prompted that plea, Jadunandana Acharya, appeared and said, oh, my pujari has run away. His pujari was his friend. Will you please go to his house and catch him? He got that plea. Yes, yes, I'll go. Then he got out from the house. And then from there he headed towards Jagannath Puri. He didn't go to Pujari's house. He thought, oh, now Krishna gave me this opportunity. This plea I will take. So in this sense, Raghunath Das Goswami left home, you understand, and got the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu and Gauranga's mercy. You understand? So another story is there also. This Nishikanta Sanyal, you know Nishikanta Sanyal, the disciple of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, you understand? He was a professor at that time, university professor, You understand? You are university professor at that time. The British government was there in India that period. University professor, getting so much money, he has a family man, he has wife, children, everything. Then he became attached to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, became his disciple, and hearing from Bhakti Siddhanta, he understood everything. He did task complete vairagya. Do you understand? He was ready to give up his job, family, everything. But Bhakti said, no, don't do like that. Same instruction. And Mahaprabhu gave to Raghunath Das Goswami, Bhakti Siddhanta gave same instruction. Don't do, no, do your job, earn money, but antar nishtha bahi luka vyavahar. In your heart, develop strong attachment to Krishna, but outwardly, you show as if you are attached to family, your wife, children, everything. You do like that. Gradually, gradually then, proper your detachment, vairagya will mature, then you will leave, quit. The same instruction he gave, Bhakti Siddhanta. He said, all right, I understood everything. I am completely surrendered to you. I belong to you. I am Guru's. And what I possess, everything, yours, Guru's. He told that thing to Bhakti Siddhanta. Understand? It's not mine. It's Guru's property. All right, I'll follow your instruction. So, what he was doing, whatever salary he was getting, you understand? Whole salary he was giving to Bhakti Siddhanta. He never sends a single pie to his wife, to his... No. He gives whole salary, because it's all Gurus. I am Gurus, what I am earning or what I am possessing, it's all Gurus. So, whole salary he was giving to Bhakti Siddhanta, you see. He has fun faith, yes. Krishna said, Yoga Kemam Bahamyam, Anana Chintandamam Jejana Prajupaste, Tesang Nitya Vijitana, Yoga Kemam Bahamyam. Yes, perfect. He has developed all principles in the words of Krishna. Yes. Krishna said he takes up the responsibility. What he has gotten, he will maintain. What lacking, he personally carry. Everything belongs to Krishna, everything belongs to Guru. Why I lack? Say, mind, mind, that is more delusion. Therefore, all suffer here. He understood it very clearly and developed perfect in these words. So, he was giving his whole salary to Bhakti Siddhanta. Not a single pie and giving to his wife. No, not saying no. Then Bhakti Siddhanta was sending some money to his wife. You see, then his family is maintained. Yes, taken care of. But you are not giving a single pie. You see. Then he understood that Guru is sending some money to my wife. So he went to his wife and cautioned, hey, this is Guru's money. You should not misuse it. Keep correct account, I'll see the account. Not a single pie should be wasted. Yes, keep correct account. I'll see. he gave that caution to his wife. Those are fixed in this. Strong faith developed. The words of Sadhu Shastra, words of Krishna. Why they will be afraid? There is no question of fear. Everything is taken care of, yes. Personal experience, yes. I have personal. I was a Grihastha. As a teacher, I earned money. I have family, big family. I have seven children, four sons, three daughters. Big basket I was carrying, yes. Big basket carrying, very heavy. Do you understand? During this summer time, there's vacation, almost 2 months vacation. Therefore, that time I was going to Himalayas. Haradwar, Rishikesh, there are no scorching heat of the sun, very cooling place, and Ganges flows, sit down on the bank of Ganges, and many sadhus are there. So, for this purpose of going, once I was going, I took whole family with me, my wife, my seven children, booked train ticket, that is seasonal ticket. I booked that seasonal ticket. Then I went. But I couldn't get a reservation in train. I was going by train, so I couldn't get a reservation. The TTI, they are taking bribe. Who gives bribe, they are giving them seat. I couldn't give bribe, so he didn't give me seat. But I said, I purchased this ticket, seasonal ticket. Why are not? No. Seat is not available. Go. And come on, general department. Compartment. Why shall I go in general department? I have purchased this seasonal ticket. But he didn't listen. Somehow I entered into that compartment. I went, but in Uttar Pradesh, that is one station, Bareilly station, Bareilly. Another TTI came. He is a very rude person. Then he drove me out. Hey, why are you here? Get out from here. He pushed me down. No, you are not allowed. I said, all right, if Krishna wants. So I got down with the whole family and sat down there in the platform, Bareilly station, started chanting Hare Krishna, and told my wife, children, all of you chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. If Krishna wants, we'll stay here and chant Hare Krishna, that's very good. So after 1 minute, you see, just after 1-2 minutes, when we started chanting Hare Krishna, some gentlemen chastised that TTI. Hey, what are you doing here? So many small kids, this scorching heat of the sun, sitting there, they'll suffer. You are taking bribe, giving them seats. Why you are not giving? Chastise. Then the TTI called me. Yes, come on. This is my personal experience. Yes. So this material attachment, is the cause of our suffering. Yes, this is the only cause of our suffering, this material attachment. There is one verse in 11th canto, 9th chapter. First verse says, Parigraho hi dukkhayo jat jat priyataman niyam anantam sukham apnoti tad vidvan jastu akinchana. That means, because of this material attachment, very strong material attachment, people suffer here in this material world. They have developed attachment to this material objects of sense enjoyment. They have not developed attachment to Krishna, who is the only object of love. Because of their material attachment, they suffer here. Do you understand? One who can understand this thing and give up this material attachment and become, he knows, but the consequence of the material attachment is only unlimited suffering. No pleasure, no happiness here. So he'll develop, he'll become a kinchana, just to a kinchana. He'll become a kinchana. A kinchana means materially zero. Who has no material asset at all. Proper. That is a kinchana. If you can develop that, become a kinchana, then he'll get ananta sukha, unlimited happiness. But the jiva, conditioned soul, is in bodily platform, understand? Developed bodily consciousness, isn't it? Leading that life, knows the body and the demands of the material body, eating, sleeping, defending and mating. And he is toiling very hard, like an ass, day and night, how to fulfill the demands of the body. Eating, sleeping, defending, mating, how to make nice arrangements, for eating, sleeping, defending, mating, for myself and my family members, wife, son, daughter, toiling hard, like an ass, day and night, and collecting these objects of sense enjoyment, material, temporary objects of sense enjoyment. So when he's engaged in collecting this temporary material objects of sense enjoyment, sometimes he suffers so much. Yes. Sometimes he faces the danger that his life will get out. Yes. Isn't it? Yes. But In spite of that, he's toiling hard. Do you understand? Huh? So he gets so much distress, suffering, to collect or earn money or collect this of just self-enjoyment, and also he's always afraid of how to keep it. These dacoits will come, take it away. Huh? That apprehension, fear is always there, always anxiety, always in anxiety, and these are all subjects of destruction. He may lose. Huh? He's always in anxiety, always in fearful, always in fearful, and when he loses his hard-earned money, day and night cries, oh, I lost everything is lost. Oh, what shall I do? Day and night cries. Lamentation, such a lamentation. Yes. Is it a very happy life? Huh? He thinks of, if I toil very hard, collect all these things, make nice arrangement, then I'll be happy. Isn't it? But in consequence, what he gets? Huh? He gets only unlimited misery and suffering. Huh? Instead of getting happiness, he gets unlimited misery and suffering. You understand? Huh? Very little happiness, very little. Fleeting pleasure. Huh? You know fleeting pleasure? Fleeting, yeah. Very little fleeting pleasure, but it is not per se unmixed pleasure or happiness. It is mixed with unlimited suffering, unhappiness and distress. Therefore, this verse says, one will become akinchana, tad vidvan jastu akinchana, one becomes akinchana, then he will get unlimited happiness. Kunti Devi says, that's Kunti Devi's prayer in the Srimad Bhagavatam, what is that verse? Janme isvarjya sutta srihir, edhaman madapuman, Naivarati avidhatu vaito aginchana gocharam. Kunti Devi says, O Lord, those who are born in very aristocratic family, they are very puffed up proud. Aishwarya, those who have gotten material opulence, they are very puffed up proud. Sruta, those who have acquired material education, material scholarship, they are also naturally very puffed up proud. Janma isvarjya sutta sri, those who have gotten very good bodily features, they are also naturally very puffed up and proud. It's generally all these factors develop pride. Janma isvarjya sutta sri hiredhamana naivaruto vidat vaito kinchana gocharam. But one who becomes akinchana, miskinchana, materially zero, pauper, he has nothing in this material world. No asset, nothing. Then he is, you manifest before him. He sees you. He gets your darshan. Yes, akinchanam darshan. Kundavi says, next verse says, namo akinchana vittaya. O Lord, when he becomes akinchana, means materially zero, pauper, he has no wealth asset in this material world. Then you become his asset. Krishna is his asset. From akinchana vitta. Vitta means asset. And you take the example of Kolabecha Sridhara. In Chaitanya Leela. Is typical example of akinchana. Kolabecha Sridhara is dear devotee, very dear devotee of Mahaprabhu. Devotee of Krishna. Very poor. Yes. Papa. He had nothing in his material, no asset. He had a thatched cottage, but he couldn't thatch it every year. He is so poor. The big holes are there on the roof, during summer season, scorching heat of the sun there, and during rainy season, torrential rain pours in. Such person. But he's very dear devotee of Mahaprabhu. He only sells this banana leaf, banana flower, do you understand? One banana cups, Cola, it's a cola becha, cups, He goes to Nadia market, and sells there. That's very meager amount. Meager, some few paisa. They have no value. And with that, whatever he earns, with that, he maintains 50%. He maintains himself. And for over 50%, he offers. He does Ganga puja. Offers puja to Ganga and also Sadhu Vaishnava. Such life he was leading. Mahaprabhu daily comes to him, daily. Do you understand? Because very dear devotee, Mahaprabhu puts his hand into his basket. Said, hey, this banana flower, all right, I want to take it. What is its price? He says, 5 paisa. Too much. 5 paisa. I can't give. No, so much paisa. I'll take it. I'll pay you half. Half, not 5 paisa, half. Then say, Mahaprabhu plays with him, plays with him. Mahaprabhu puts and taking out a hand, he was catching a hand of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu says, no, like this. This play is going on, funny play. This is play between Bhakta and Bhagavan. Bhakta and Bhagavan, this is based on love, loving play. Do you understand? Such a person. And in the house, nothing. It's completely empty, you understand? Not a single grain of rice was there. So there are no rats. No single grain of rice, no house of rats. Completely empty. Only one broken iron pot was there. Only broken one iron pot. And Mahaprabhu drank water in that broken iron pot when Mahaprabhu returned from Kaji's palace. Do you understand? He'll mention Chaitanya Bhagavatam. Because he's such a dear devotee, Mahaprabhu drank water from that broken iron pot. Such a dear devotee. So some kinchana bhakta, they know it very well. This is all material wealth, material opulence, material objects, of sense of joy. It will not give happiness, true happiness and pleasure. Rather, to give unlimited pleasure, just misery. They know it. Therefore, they never aspire for it. Do you understand? They know. They never aspire for it. When Mahaprabhu manifested his Mahabhava, Tatpurahriya Bhava, you understand? And giving, whatever one, giving boons, whatever one wants. Then Mahaprabhu asked Kolabacha Sridhar that time, oh, Sridhar, you are very poor, suffering out of poverty. Yes, ask for boon. I am ready to give you all material opulence, yes. But Sridhar said, Mahaprabhu, I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want that boon. That material of me. Then Mahaprabhu asked, what will you want? I want that thing. Every day that Nimai Pandit will go to me, put his hand into my basket, and I'll catch up his hand, this play will go on. That I want, the only thing I want. You see. So they know it very well. Therefore Mahaprabhu is teaching that. Na sunnarim kavitam bah jagadisa kamaye. Mama Janmani, Janmani Sri, Bhavatar, Bhakti Rahe Tuidai. This is Mahaprabhu. Oh Lord, I don't want material world, na dhanam, na janam. I don't want material followers, na sundaring kavitam. I don't want a beautiful lady to enjoy. I don't want liberation. Only I want life after life. I'll be engaged into loving service to your lotus feet. And give you all pleasure and happiness. I don't want anything for me. That is prayer. Yes. This is akinchana bhakta. Yes. No material aspiration at all. Only one aspiration. How to get lotus feet of Krishna. How to be engaged constantly in loving service, lotus feet of Krishna, and give him all enjoyment, happiness to Krishna. Nothing for himself. That is akinchana bhakta. He has no material asset. His asset is Krishna. One becomes of akinchana, the Krishna becomes his asset. Akinchana vittaya. Yes. Whose asset is Krishna? Do you think he is poor? Do you think he is poor? is a great wealthy person, Mahadhoni. Yes. Isn't it? Whose asset is Krishna? No material asset. He has no. Apparently, he is pauper, akinchana. Nothing, no material asset. Apparently, he is suffering out of poverty. But he is not suffering. He is a very, very transcendental, blissful, blissful state. Yes. Yes. Who has gotten Krishna? Whose asset is Krishna? Bhagavatam, 11th chapter, 13th chapter, Shloka. Verse 13 says, who is akinchana? Akinchanasya dantasya santasya samachetasah maya santushta manasah sarva sukhamayadija. That means, who is akinchana? Who is materially papa? No material asset. Krishna is a asset. He is jitendriya. His senses are restrained, controlled. He is peaceful. He is equiposed. What do you say? Equiposed. Samachitta. Equiposed. He is satisfied. In Atma Trupto, satisfied in this self. Wherever he looks, he sees your beautiful lotus feet of Krishna. Do you understand? He says, never sees anything. Therefore, for him, whole world seems to be blissful, very, very blissful, yes. But they are not attached to this material objects of sense enjoyment, material wealth, material asset, material body, material relations, material enjoyment. They are not attached. They are only attached, the very strong attachment they have developed, the lotus feet of Krishna, they have no taste at all for this all material objects of sense enjoyment. Completely distasteful. Do you understand? Therefore, they are santa, peaceful, yes. They are peaceful. Their senses are controlled because all his senses are engaged. Susikena, susikesa, in the service of susikesa. They are not attached to sabda, sparsa, rupa, rasa, gandha. These are objects of sense, enjoyment, isn't it? Sabda, sparsa, rupa, rasa, gandha. Sound, touch, sparsa, rupa, form, rasa, taste, gandha, smell. You understand? That panchatan matra. Five objects of sense enjoyment. They are not attached to it. Their senses are completely restrained and engaged. They are like 24 hours in loving service. Rusikesa. Yes. They are very happy. They are in peaceful, blissful mood. Yes. Purna sukhayate. Chandramutta says, Chaitanya Chandramutta. Visham purna sukhayate. All universe. They see all peaceful and blissful. How do? What is their vision? Because they see only beautiful lotus feet of Krishna. No other vision, no material vision. Therefore, they see all this, all whole universe is peaceful, blissful. Otherwise, this is the khalaya. Only vision is here. Where is peace and bliss? Material world. But Sasa Kinchana Bhakta, who is only attached to the lotus feet of Krishna, no material attachment, no tinge of attachment at all. His vision is completely different, yes. Premanjana Surita Bhakti Vilochanena Santa Sadeva Hudekasu Vilokayanti Jasyama Sundaram Achintya Guna Sarupam Govindam Adi Purusam Tamam Bhajami. Isn't it? Brahma Samhita says, who has developed Krishna, prema, love of Krishna, and smear ointment of love on his eyes. He sees all beautiful Syam Sundar within and without. Such vision. Therefore he sees whole universe is peaceful, blissful, viśva purna sukhayate. Never sees any suffering, distress at all. His vision is completely different vision, you see. Purna paripurna vastu.
Krishna is completely full Purna Brahma. Nobody is Purna Brahma. Krishna is Purna Brahma. Huh? One who has gotten Purna Brahma, completely full, where is any sort of incompleteness for him? Huh? How can we feel incompleteness? Huh? Yes, I feel this need, I need it, I feel incompleteness. Yes, I am poor, I want material wealth, I want a beautiful wife to enjoy, my life is incomplete, I am alone, feeling alone, isn't it? How can you feel such thing? Isn't it? Who has gotten Purna Brahma, completely full, Krishna is Purna Brahma, One who has gotten Purna Brahma, Krishna is completely full, will never feel any sort of incompleteness. Yes. And all material objects, do you understand? Material assets, material objects, whatever in the material world, temporary and subject to destruction, they are not complete, they are always incomplete. Whatever you may get here, you may be opulent like that of Brahma or Indra, still you feel deficit. Yes. Still you feel deficit, isn't it? Because it is all incomplete. Only Krishna is Purna Brahma, completely full. One is personate, a kinsana becomes a kinsana bhakta, then Krishna becomes his asset. He is Krishna, the completely full. He never feels any incompleteness. Though apparently he has nothing here in this material world, he is papa. But peaceful, blissful, is a great rich man, yes, wealthy person, who has gotten prem dhana. Krishna prem dhana. Krishna prema is a dhana, invaluable asset, yes. Invaluable. You may be carrying millions of dollars with you, moving, wealthy man, person, but you are always in careful situation. Many dakars, thieves are there, they understand this wealthy person moving with millions of dollars. So, stabbing, killing, take away. So, his life is in danger, you see. Only fearful. But with Akinsan, Nishkinsan, no material or nothing, but carries Krishna with him, his real wealth. Do you understand? He is free from all fear. Why dakait will come? What will take from him? He is peaceful, blissful, fearless. No fear, no distress, no lamentation, nothing. Yes. One who completely takes shelter at lotus feet of Krishna. Very beautiful lotus feet. Oh, Vayasrana Arvinda. Isn't it? Only he will become peaceful, blissful, fearless, without lamentation. Yes. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung that. Atmani vedana tuya podhi tori painu param sukhi.
Atmani vedana tuya podhi tori painu param sukhi.
Aar dukha dure gelo chinta na rohilo jodi anando dekhi. Amar dukha dure gelo chinta na rohilo jodi anando dekhi. Abhayo asukho amrto adharo tomaro charano doyo. Abhayo asukho amrto adharo tomaro charano doyo. Ahate khono islamo loviya sarinu bhavero bhoyo. Ahate khono Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung this Saranagati, sung is there. O Lord, Atmanivedana Triyapade Kari Hoilu Paramasugi, O Lord, now taking shelter, complete surrender at your lotus feet, full dedication, Atmanivedana, self-dedication at lotus feet. I am very, very happy now. Yes, Hoilu Paramasugi. I am supremely happy, very, very happy. আমার দুঃখ দিয়ে রেল চিন্তা না রহিল চৌদিকে আনন্দিত। অল মাই মিজার ইজ গন, অল মাই আনহ্যাপিনেস গন, অল মাই অ্যাংজাইটি ইজ গন, আই সি ইন অল ডিরেকশন অনলি পিসফুলনেস অ্যান্ড ব্লিসফুলনেস। লোটাস ফিট ইজ সাচ এ প্লেস দ্যাট ইজ নো ফিয়ার, নো ল্যামেন্টেশন, নো ডেথ, অমৃতের আধার, নো ডেথ, সচ এ প্লেস। তাহাতে কোন বিশ্রাম নবী আচার্য ভবেন ভয়, টেকিং শেল্টার দেয়ার আই এম ফ্রি ফ্রম অল সর্টস অফ মেটেরিয়াল ফিয়ার্স অ্যান্ড অ্যাংজাইটি, আই এম ভেরি ভেরি হ্যাপি নাও। ওয়ান হু হ্যাজ টেকেন শেল্টার এট দ্য লোটাস ফিট অফ কৃষ্ণ অভয়চরণ অরবিন্দ, only attachment is there, no material attachment at all, why you will lament, why you will feel distressed? He is happy. This is Chitraketu and his wife, they have so much attachment to their son, material body, material world, material attachment, material relation, son. When they lose their son, they are lamenting, crying, dashing their head, like dying, yes. This is the cause of your suffering here, because of material attachment, yes. This material attachment is the sole cause of your suffering. If you develop strong attachment, the lotus feet of Krishna, no more suffering, yes. Tenth canto of Bhagavatam, Muchukunda says, Vimohito yam jana isama yaya todiya yatanna bhajati anarthadruk sukhayo dukha prabhavesu sajjate gruhesu jojit purusascha vanchita. Understand? Muchukunda says, O Lord, in this material world, both men and women, are deluded with your illusory energy, maya mohito, enchanted by your illusory energy, maya mohito, they are covered up with, surrounded with so much anarthas, they are like blind men, yes, they are blind. Because they are covered up with dense darkness of ignorance, they have developed only material attachment, they are not developed attachment to your lotus feet, they are not engaged to your lotus loving service, rather they have developed so much attachment, this material home, heart, bodily relations, son, wife, daughter, thereby suffering, and they are being, they are cheating themselves, they are cheated, yes. They have this misconception, they think that if we develop this attachment, and remain surrounded with this, our home, heart, family, we'll gain happiness. But they are cheated. They are deluded, cheated. Instead of getting happiness, they are getting unlimited misery only. Amrita Sindhu said, how can one be free from this material distress, lamentation, soka, dukkha, soka marsa, di dhirbha, vairakrantam jasya manasam, কথম তস্য মুকুন্দস্য স্ফূর্তি সম্ভাবনা ভবেত্। ভক্তিদের সামন্ত সিন্ধু সেজ, পুত্র কোলো প্রের শোক ক্রোধ অভিমান যে হৃদয়ে হায় কৃষ্ণ স্ফূর্তি নাহি পান, যে হৃদয়ে হায় কৃষ্ণ স্ফূর্তি নাহি পান। He says, a person who is very much attached to his home and heart, his family members, his wife, son, daughter, no attachment to lotus feet of Krishna, when he loses his hard-earned money or son or any family relation, so much lamentation is there, so much crying is there, so much suffering is there. Sometimes also he becomes angry with the Lord. Yes. Huh? This Chitra Ketu's wife becomes angry with the Lord. Yes. That's krodha, angry with the Lord. Huh? You never manifest in their heart. This heart of a such a person, Krishna, sthurti nahinda. Krishna never manifest. Yes. To another, developed another devotion into Krishna. Only attachment to lotus feet, Krishna, no material attachment at all. Huh? Such a bhakta, dinchana bhakta, niskinchana bhakta, for him, all material positions, material attainments, material wealth, yoga siddhi, everything is very, very insignificant. This 6th canto, 6, 11, 25. Na sarvabhaumam na rasadhipatyam jo na yoga siddhi punarbhavam va samanja sattva virajya kanje. 6, 11, 25. Yes, read. 6, 11, 25. Nunaka pushtam na tabaram ishtam. You see, you will say, this Chitra Ketu will be cursed by Parvati, then will come as Vrutrasura, demon, fighting with Indra. That time he say like this, because he is bhakta. He gets mercy of Angira Rusi, Narada, and four Kumaras, he is devotee of Sankarsa. Though he accepted curse, he is not afraid of that. Yes. Isn't it? That is all discussed in this Chitra Ketu Upakhyan. Yes. He will be cursed. He is not afraid of curse. Yes. He is fixed in the lotus feet. You understand? His consciousness is such. He says that. Nanaka prasthang, nadaparamishtang, nasarbahumana, radhipattva. No yoga siddhi punarbhavamba samanja sattva virajya kanji. Yes. I don't want anything of this. Yes.
But my Lord, source of all opportunities, I do not desire to enjoy in Dhruva Loka,
yes,
the heavenly planets or the planet where Lord Brahma resides.
Mm.
Nor do I want to be the supreme ruler of all the earthly planets,
yes,
or the lower planetary systems.
Mm.
I do not desire to be the master of the powers of mystic yoga. Nor do I want liberation if I have to give up your lotus feet.
Yes. And no more attachment. They kick everything. No aspiration. Only thing required, the lotus feet of Krishna. That's only attachment, the lotus feet of Krishna. No other attachment. Because this material attachment is the sole cause of suffering. Yes. Yes. You want to free from this suffering? Give up this attachment, material attachment. Develop strong attachment, the lotus feet of Krishna. That prayer of Bhakti Vinod Thakur has. Vishwaje roti asoi amar semuto roti ho chone tomar. Oh Lord, I am a Vishwaji lok. I am a materialistic person. I have very strong attachment to this material world, material relations, material objects of enjoyment. Please, shower your mercy on me. That attachment. This material, what I have, this material attachment, let that attachment be transformed unto your lotus feet. This is the only prayer. Yes. Then you will be happy, peaceful, blissful. No more lamentation, no more crying, no more distress. They are crying now because losing their son, material attachment. Yes. No crying for this, no lamentation for this, losing material relations or material objects, material wealth or hard earned money. If you want to cry, Krishna is the only asset, Krishna is invaluable, Krishna prema is invaluable, wealth, dhana, Krishna most beloved, Krishna is the object of love, If you lose Krishna, then cry. Oh, I lost most valuable asset. I lost my most beloved. I lost Krishna. Huh? Isn't it? Cry for that! Cry for Krishna! Why are you crying for this? Material son, wife. I lose my wife died, my son died, oh, crying, dancing head. I lose my hard earned money. What is that? Cry for Krishna, cry for Krishna. Yes. Most beloved. Yes. The object of love. Lord of it. Why lose him? That cry. Yes. Only cry. Isn't it? Thank you very much. I hope you understand what I say. I tried my best to explain. I don't know how far I achieved success. It's up to you. And I offer prayer at the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu. Let Nitai and Gaur shower their causeless mercy on you. Thereby, you give up all your material attachment and develop very strong attachment, lotus feet of Krishna, and be really happy, really peaceful and blissful. Thank you. You drink it, you forget everything, complete forgetfulness of material world, Isn't it? Drink it. Constantly drink this nectar and mellow. Drinking.
I had to go out in the middle because Sivamara is dying from hungry.
Uh-huh.
But in the beginning, you were explaining that a devotee, he has no more material obligations, no more kamapanam.
No.
And that such a devotee is one who has achieved fame.
Oh.
And that the others are, more or less, I think you're saying the others are kami.
Oh.
So it's a pretty, that's a very high definition of devotee. And so one who hasn't got fame more or less is
Akinchana Bhakta. Yes.
He's a devotee and others are karmis.
Mixed. Karma Mishra. His devotion is mixed.
Yes.
Not pure devotion. Not a mixed devotion. Understand?
Yes.
Yes.
So Raghunath Das Goswami in his earlier years. So it was just his lila that his renunciation was not mature.
Mm. Yes, not mature. Mahaprabhu knows that, for Mahaprabhu made him return. No, that. And wait, sir. Yes, that time to come. Yes. His jatavna, vairagya is not mature. You should not take him from that. That's the instruction. Yes, they will fall down. Definitely. Because he has so much attachment. And I see them on my cross, in the heart. So desires are there, so they're there. Krishna knows the heart.
Yeah.
How can you cheat Krishna? Yeah. You can't cheat Krishna. He knows, he's there in the heart.
Yeah.
He knows. This fellow has attachment. I'm showing up, I'm a sannyasi. Nonsense.
So you were saying that until one has achieved this frame, then he should take sannyas.
Why are you saying so much things? You understand it. Keep it in your inside yourself. Don't tell all these things. Unpalatable.
Today, what about the example of Bhaktisiddhanta when he took sannyas?
Yes, completely free from material dharma. He's Adharma Brahmachari. He interested, why? And very strictly, Sivabha is wrong, sir. He never lost a single drop of sin, you see. Adam Ramachai, very powerful. He's an exceptional personality. He's not an ordinary person. Exceptional. Therefore, he acted exceptionally. That is not an example that all should follow. You cannot be like that. General rule is applicable to you.
Take the exceptions and use them as general.
No, that exception. How can you use it as general? That's not general.
Must have many more stories, like that one you just told about traveling in the train.
Come out, and this subject came out.
It came out, I don't know. Why it came out, I don't want to tell. I have no that thought to tell. But it came out. Cannot but tell. I couldn't but tell. That's already Krishna from Krishna. I don't know. Why you hear such stories, please excuse me. And he calls us not to tell.
No, it's very nice to be there.
No, it's not like that. Okay.